So what I'm doing here is if I concentrate on doing my Reiki symbols and channeling that energy, I figured that it's much easier for me to do that and have a recording of what I would like you to do as I'm doing the process. So firstly, we're going to start with the root chakra. What I want you to do is just lay down, relax. Relax all your muscles and just start to breathe really deeply, just in and out. Cycle it slowly in and slowly out, as deep as you can go without being uncomfortable. Just keep going. And what I'm going to be doing while you're doing this, I'll be concentrating on your root chakra. Root chakra is where we hold all our fear, and it's generally envisaged with a red sphere in that central lower part of our abdomen. So I'm going to be focusing on that, and what I would like you to do is just concentrate on that area. If there's any tightness there, just try and relax it, just let it go. So we're going to be breathing in. When we breathe in, we breathe in red light. Imagine that red light glowing as it comes through the top of your head, through your breath, down through the center of your body, down to that root area around your tailbone. Each time you take a breath in, I want you to envisage that area expanding out, just slowly expanding out more and more with each breath. So in, nice deep breath, breathing in red light, red energy. When it gets to your tailbone area, just radiate it out. Then what you to start doing is, as it radiates out, I want you to envisage that from that root area around your tailbone, you're starting to have roots forming, flowing down your legs and anchoring yourself into Mother Earth. So each breath in, red energy in, into that central tailbone area, expand the energy out. And see those roots starting to head down your legs, down your thighs, through your knees, down through your calves, through your feet, and then slowly anchoring into Mother Earth. Now each time you do this, I want you to try and imagine those roots getting thicker, bigger, and stronger. Breathe in, and then as you breathe out, those roots developing down through your legs, down into Mother Earth, stronger and stronger, anchoring you into the earth. breaths, deep breathing. Each outward breath, you become more and more relaxed and more anchored into the earth. Sacral chakra next. The sacral chakra is just around our belly button area. So I just want you to envisage the sacral chakra as colours of orange, and its element is actually water. So what we're going to do on the in-breath here, as you breathe in that orange light of that chakra, just rippling like waves gently through your body, down through your body as you breathe in, and as it gets to your sacral area, we're just going to expand that out. So we just want to imagine rippling waves just slowly spreading out from that central location. So the breath in, orange light and energy, and when it gets to that area of our body around our sacral, just fills us with orange light and gradually rippling out further and further from our body on each breath. And just relax, breathe in, you can hold the breath for a little while if you want. Just imagine that orange sphere around the sacral area just slowly rippling with water and gently spreading out further and further as that area becomes more and more filled with orange light. So on the breath in, orange light coming in. And as you breathe out, imagine you're breathing out those orange ripples of water just flowing out further and further out from your body. Light into your sacral, just hold it, and as you let it go, just imagine almost like you're blowing across the water and its ripples are spreading out further and further from your body on each breath. And on each exhale, that area just expands around your whole body, getting bigger and bigger. Sacral area, and then the gentle ripples just drifting away further and further from our bodies. We're going to move up to the solar plexus next. So the solar plexus is a part of our upper abdomen. This chakra is a glowing yellow light. So we just want to imagine a yellow ball just under our rib cage. And as we breathe in the breath, the yellow light comes into that area, and this small sphere just slowly rotating clockwise. And each time you breathe in, you're basically expanding that sphere as it rotates in a clockwise direction, getting bigger and bigger on each breath. So you breathe that light in. Just hold it for a second or two. Visualize that sphere slowly rotating clockwise. And as you let it go, just imagine that sphere getting larger and larger on each exhale. And we'll just sit with that for a few minutes and just keep going. It's in the center of our chest. The color of the heart chakra can be a rose color, but we generally go with green. So what I want you to do as you breathe in, just imagine green light, green energy flowing through the top of your head, down through to your heart. And as you do this, I want you to start imagining that the breath in not only brings in the green light, but just feeling of love and acceptance and joy and peace for where we're at in the world at the moment. And on each in breath, breathe in that green light, breathe in that love. It's all around us, into the center of the chest, to that chest area. And on each exhale, we just see that area around your chest, around your heart, filling with love and growing. Each exhale, it gets larger. So the breath in pulls in the love, pulls in the green light, pulls in the energy of the universe into our heart. We just sit with it for a second or two as we hold our breath. And then as you let go, just gently imagine it. All of your troubles are drifting away. The heart chakra is all about our heart and our emotions and love. There's always more room for more love. So we take another deep breath, pulling in that love of the universe, that green light of love into our body. Just sit with it, hold it, and feel the love. And then when you let go, that green ball of energy just gets larger and larger, radiating out from your heart, radiating out not only green light but love for everybody around you.
Thank you.
about changing our focus. I want you to keep breathing that deep green light and love of the universe in. Hold it, feel it, feel that expansion through your heart. This time as you let go, all you do, just picture that you're letting go love to all your friends, all your family, to the universe, and give thanks for what we have. Each breath, at your own pace, just imagine that green feeling of energy and love in your heart expands more and more. Each breath it gets bigger and then gets to a point where it's almost bursting with love and energy. And then start giving that energy back out to the universe. As we all know, the more we give, the more we receive. Breathing blue light in. just focus on feeling of openness and relaxation in your throat. That once you let go of those things, everything will be open and clear. As you breathe slowly and deeply, picture that purple ball of energy in the middle of your forehead expanding. On each breath in, it expands a little bit more. And as you breathe out, the out breath purges any negativity from your body. So you breathe in violet light into the third eye region. Hold it, and then focus on the out breath, purging any of the negativity that might exist anywhere in your body, anywhere in your mind. Again, purple violet light coming in through the crown into your third eye, slowly expanding that area of the third eye. Picture that ball of energy gets bigger and warmer on each breath. So each breath in, it gets bigger and bigger. And hold it for a few seconds. And then on the out breath, any negativity anywhere in your body or in your mind, just gently let it go. Doesn't serve us, we don't need it, let it go. Chakras. And then as we let it go, pulls all the negativity from our root, from our sacral, from our solar, from our heart, from our throat, all the way back up through and let it go. We don't need it. We don't want it. It doesn't serve us. Therefore, we let it go. Just stay relaxed. We're going to head to the crown chakra next. So the crown chakra is all about our connection to earthly attachments. So well, I want you to visualize a large lotus flower floating just above the top of your head. And this white lotus flower is slowly, slowly rotating. As it rotates around top of your head, I want you to see the lotus petals actually unfurling to show you a bright violet light. That bright violet light is the violet light and energy of the crown chakra. So as you breathe in, see that lotus slowly rotating, petals are unfolding, your whole body's being flooded with bright violet light, the colour of the crown chakra. Chakra getting brighter and brighter, and each time it gets brighter, it warms the crown of your head up a little bit more each time, and that warmth flows right down through your whole body, all the way down to your feet. That lotus gently, it's still spinning, it doesn't stop. The petals keep unfolding, unfurling, they don't stop. That bright violet light of the crown slowly filling your whole body. Gradually starts to heat the area of your crown of your head, and feel that all that warmth flowing all the way down through your body, through each chakra, down through the third eye chakra, down through the throat, down through the heart, down through the solar plexus, down through the sacral, down to the root chakra. Your whole body gets flooded with this violet light, violet energy of the universe. We're just going to sit for a few minutes doing this breathing. I want you to focus on your breath, focus on the light, and not focus on channeling the energy. To do it in Reiki is what we call a bliss bomb. I'm basically going to be placing my hands on one hand on each temple, and I want you to just keep deep breathing, just gentle deep breaths. This time though, what I want you to do is, as you breathe in, I just want you to envisage waves of energy coming through the crown area, just gently waving through the third eye, down to the throat, down to the heart, down to the solar, down to the sacral, down to the root, down through your legs, down through your feet, and down into Mother Earth. And with this energy, we're going to be rotating it like a torus, back up through the crown again, gently, gentle waves of energy just flowing through your body. The purpose of this flow of energy through your body is, once again, to try and look at any blockages, look at any issues that you may have in any of the chakras that are left over, any residual issues. These waves of energy are meant to just slowly flow through your body and just release them as they go. So just concentrate on that energy coming through your body in gentle waves, just slowly going through. As it flows through, it just takes out any of those residual issues, if we've got any left, and gently realigns all of our chakras, brings us back into alignment. Concentrate on the waves of energy coming through, and I'll help to channel them. Just as we flush the energy through our body in gentle waves, just cleansing our body. Slowly trickling through in gentle waves, gently flowing through our body, all the way down, all the way at our feet, down through Mother Earth. Then we'll bring it back up through our crown again, and go through again. We'll keep doing this for a few more breaths.